A variety of activists are trying to convince President Obama not to approve a pipeline that would come out of Canada and run from North Dakota to refineries in Texas. The Keystone XL pipeline would carry crude oil generated at the oil or tar sands region of Alberta. The pipeline would not pass through Wisconsin, but Madison teacher Madeline Pera says she's going to the White House this week to protest the planned pipeline because she has broader concerns that the tube would leak.
And that oil is heavy and loaded with toxic chemicals, so when it leaks, it's much more difficult than the regular kind of oil leak for use to clean up.
Paris is burning the high-carbon tar sands oil would hasten climate change, and she says extraction at the tar sands site is harming the land in Canada. Dozens of people have been arrested at the White House protests. Paris says she anticipates being taken into custody as well.
It doesn't worry me. I'm nervous about it because I've never done that before, but it's a way for me to communicate to President Obama how urgently I feel about stopping the tar sands pipeline.
Paris says over the weekend, longtime Madison environmental activist Peter Anderson was arrested during the pipeline protests. Pipeline company TransCanada says building the tube would create thousands of construction jobs in the states and boost U.S. energy security, though some of the oil is likely headed overseas. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.